Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Yami Yoshe B'tzion Goleman Gabriela, Matan Ben Dvora, Elisha Yehuda Ben Ruti, Eliezer Chaim Ben Esther Sima, Binyam Tzimchon Din Amin, Yehuda Ben Tzimchon Tzvi, Hozer Chosom Vimei Leo, where Mishar Shi Amar Asi Mikal B'chor Mi Yoshe, Ma Yoshe Sh'ochel Yim Ovad Chilel, Zer She Eino Oichel, Eino Din Shim Ovad Chilel. The Gemara is trying to figure out the Meseches Zvochim, and the Aftezayin Omer Aleph, how you know that a zar is machal the avodah. The Gemara says you learn from Yoshev, from one who sits when he does the avodah. Ma Yoshev, who eats, when a Yoshev eats, when somebody eats, they could be Yoshev. So just like if someone eats, they could be Yoshev, and yet if he does the avodah when he's Yoshev, he's machal the avodah. Zar that does can eat, he's certainly machal the avodah. So Yoshev, who can eat, is Machal Avoda. A Zar who can't eat is certainly Machal of the Avoda. So we have to understand. Because earlier on in Amud Beis, the Gemara, the Tosis says, Nibra Maskal Asya, that why don't we learn Zar from Mechusse Begadim Lo Ruchutz Yatayim Berklein? And the Gemara says, you can't learn because they're only Pasal Al Zaris. So you can't learn Zar from Mechusse Begadim, one who lacks the proper Kohanic clothing, and somebody who didn't wash his hands and feet. Because somebody who lacks the proper Kohanic clothing and isn't washing his hands and feet is only Pasal Al Zar. So you can't learn Zar from there because they're only Pasal Al Zaris. So that's what Tosfos says. Now later on, Gemara says, how do you know Yoshev? And is a Pasal. So the Gemara says, because it says, Lamo Dasharis, I only chose you for a Amida, not for Yeshiva. Rashi says, since you're not chosen, you're Zarim. And Zar is Mechal Avodah. Zar desecrates the Avodah. And there we have a hemshech of the sugya that Yoshev is Kizar. So we see from the Gemara that a Yoshev is Mechal Avodah Mitam Zar. So just like you can't learn from a Chutz B'Gadim and Lo Rachutz, you can't learn Zar from Mechutz B'Gadim and Lo Rachutz, because their whole Psul is Al Zaris. So first you have to get Psul Zar before you get to them. So you can't learn Zar from there, because we don't know when they're Pasul until you get Zar's Pasul. So why don't we say the same thing about Yoshev? You can't learn Yoshev from Zar. You can't learn Yoshev from Zar, because Yoshev is only Pasal al Zaris. The Gemara here learns a Kal v'chomer. The Gemara gets from Yoshev. Yoshev is Pasal, so Zar is certainly Pasal. Yeah, but Yoshev is only Pasal al Zaris. That's why Yoshev is Pasal, we see in Daf Chof Gimel. Because he's like a Zar. So just like you can't learn Mechusse Begadim Lo Ruchutz Yatayim Berklein you can't learn Zaris from there because they're only Pasal al Zaris. So too, the Yoshev is only Pasal because of Zaris. So how do you learn Zar from Yoshev? And Yoshev is only Pasal because he's considered like a Zar. So in the Sefer Yad Levi, he says as follows, that the Iker Psul of Yoshev is really because it says Lamud L'Sharis, Lamida B'charti V'lo L'Yeshiva. We learn that he can't be standing. Now, after we know that a Zar is Pasul, we say, oh, it's because of Zaris. It's like he's not a Kohen, since he wasn't chosen. So it's like he was not a Kohen. But if we wouldn't have known Zaris, then we wouldn't have said that. We would have gotten it, derived it otherwise. So you know, it's not really dependent on Zaris. Just once we know Zaris, that a Zar is Pasul. So once we know that a Zar is Pasul, so then we can say that the Yoshev is Pasul on Zaris. But if he wouldn't be, then we would say that he's Pasul for other reasons. Because somebody who's he was only chosen standing and not sitting. And we see this by Hemshech HaSugya. The Gemara says, how do you know that Yoshev is Kasher B'Bama? So if the whole psul of Yoshev is Al Kahuna, that he's not a Kohen, he's a Zal. So then it's Pashut, because by Bama, Zar is Kasher. So the Gemara's understand there's an independent Psul of Yoshev. Just once we have that, I see that the Zar is Pasul, so we say that this Psul is Mitam Zaris. But it's still an independent Psul, meaning if not for Zaris, then we would say that he's Pasul for a different reason. And therefore you can derive Zar from Yoshev, because he's not dependent, the Psul is not dependent on Zaris. Just once we have Zaris, this way we understand it, that it must be that it's Mitam Zaris, but it doesn't have to be. It could be for other reasons. If Zar was impossible, it would be for a different reason. So therefore, you can derive Zar from Yoshev. And we can add to this that it says later on page 23, let's see, Zar is like a Yoshev. Michti Zar could be Yoshev Kizar, Dami. So why don't we make them also b'misa? Since the Yoshev is like a Zar, he's Mechal Avoda, why don't we also give a Yoshev Misa? The Gemara says, no, can't do that because Mechusar Begadim Shlarochot Zeshnek Suma Ben Kerub. Shishun Sam Ben Kerub Ein Melandim. Because you have Mechusar Begadim Shlarochot Zeshnek Suma Ben Kerub, that these are two psukim that tell you a Chiyuv Misa. Since you have two psukim that tell you a Chiyuv Misa, so then that excludes other cases. So now we've excluded Yoshev. And Rashi says, really, it could have said that Zar and Lo Rochus. Why? Because the only reason Mechusar Begadim gets Misa is Al Zarus. So really, it could have said that that he's Pasal Al Zar, that Zar and Lo rochutz hashnek suma b'ayim kechad. And mele, you can't derive Yoshev. It says mechusar begadim, but the whole psul of mechusar begadim is al zaris. So mele, it could have said zar and lo rochutz yadayim v'raglayim hashnek suma b'ayim kechad, and that excludes Yoshev. So that's Rashi ayin sham. So we have to understand. It's just like you can't learn Yoshev as they get Tzichi of Misa from Zar, because Zar and Shlor Rochutz, Yadayim V'Raglayim, Shnek Sum Abayim Kechad, so also we shouldn't learn Mechusar Begadim from Zar, because Zar and Shlor Rochutz, Yadayim V'Raglayim, Shnek Sum Abayim Kechad. So it must be that the Din, there's a distinction. And Mechusar Begadim, that is Mechal Avoido, is not a Yafusa from Zar. Rather, it's learned from Ein Begdem L'Ein and Kunasim, if not wearing the Begadim, they're not Kohanim. And since he's lacking his din kahuna, he's a zar. Memele is included in the chiyuv misa of the zar. It's not like a yalfusa, like some coming from the outside. It's an insider. He's a zar, since he's not wearing the begadim. So therefore, you can learn mechusar begadim from zar, because it's a hainu hach. When he's not wearing the begadim, he's like a zar. Hashem kein Yoshev, that the Yoshev is a mechala avoida, it's not because he's a shem zar, it's a yalfusa. But since he wasn't chosen for the avoda, his din is a mechala avoida, like a zar. But he doesn't mamish have a shame zar. And therefore you can't learn chiyuv misa of the Yoshev from zar. Because you learn that his din is like a zar than in chil avoida. The Gemara says, Chof gimel amud beis, Amar kwa lamud l'shar islamida b'charati b'lo v'yishiv, and Rashi says, since he wasn't chosen, he's like a zar. So since he wasn't chosen, he's like a zar. He's not mamish a zar, but he's like a zar. And Zayin Resh, not C-Z-A-R. So, two different types of Zars. So, this Yoshev is like a Zar, and therefore Mechal is Mechal the Avoda, like a Zar is Mechal the Avoda. But he's not Mamash Zar, and therefore you can't learn Chiyav Misa, because you have Zar. And Lo Rochot Sheshnek Su'an Boim Ke'echot. And that's Tosis that we started with. Tosis says that you can't learn the psul of Zarus from Mechusar Begadim and Larochot Yadayim V'Raglayim, because they're only pasul al Zarus. So, in other words, that's who they are. That's like an inside job. That's who they become. They become a Zar. Mechusar Begadim and Larochot Yadayim V'Raglayim. They're not considered Kohanim. So until you learn Zaris, you can't learn Mechusar Begadim L'Rochutz. So don't learn Zav from Mechusar Begadim L'Rochutz, because Mechusar Begadim L'Rochutz are only because they're considered Zav. And the Mela, you can't say Zar is derived from there. First you have to tell me that Zar is possible. And then you can tell me Mechusar Begadim L'Rochutz Yadayim V'Raglayim. It's Hainu Hach. First you have to get Zar, and then you can get Mechusar Begadim L'Rochutz Yadayim V'Raglayim. But Yoshev is an independent din of Chil Avodah. Yoshev is not Mamash Zar. He's like a Zar. Like an outside job, it's a limud, the yafusa. So the yafusa we can get that he's machal avoda, that he wasn't chosen. So he's like a zar and he's machal avoda, but he can't learn chiyuv misa because he's shnei ksuvim avoyim keechad vein melamdim. So that's a beautiful shtickle Torah, again from the wonderful sefer that I picked up recently called the Yad HaLevi, of great Gomer, Yitzhak Dov Shechter Shlita, so Ram and Kultur and elsewhere. So he's numerous Svarim Yad HaLevi ala Shas, a lot of Kachin and Tyrus. So very, very Gishmak. So we still have a lot more to do, a few thousand more Shiurim I'd like to give, so not only based on the Yad HaLevi, but there's a lot of Torah to say, Rabbi Say, so please stay tuned. And I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.